And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
Deep in Washington, D.C., lives a group that has the ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of the shadow government? Mark Maron knows.
When last we left Mark, his search for Colin Powell had led him and Kid Rock to a dark basement in Washington, D.C. But they weren't alone.
I couldn't believe who was staring me right in the kisser. Ronald Reagan.
Well, not exactly.
How do you like my little experiment, Mark?
Alberto Gonzalez, how did you find me again?
It's not really Ronald Reagan. It's Ronald Reagan 2.0, an evil clone built from stem cell experiments paid for by Nancy Reagan. I brainwashed him and turned him bad. Very, very bad.
Well, can I kill him now, Senor Alberto?
Patience, 2.0, patience. Now don't let that friendly voice and grandfatherly demeanor fool you, Marin. He's my own private killing machine.
Will, I really want to kill him, Alberto.
I told you no. Now move or no dog food tonight.
This is freaking Kid Rock out. I gotta get out of here. I want my mommy.
Mommy? Kill, 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 Will, kill.
Kid! Kid!
Did he really just break me in half? Oh, my life is flashing in front of my eyes, dude. Boobs. Boobs. Walmart. Hot Pockets. Jack Daniels. Pamela's boobs. My old Chevy. That's about it. I'm out of here.
Ugh. 2.0, strap Mr. Marin to the table. I'm going to introduce him to my own personal media conspiracy.
Hey, ow! Come on! Wait, hey, let go of me.
Sorry, but no one can resist my superhuman strength or my corny avuncular charm.
He was right. Within moments, I was strapped down to a table and stretched out worse than the Army Reserves in Iraq.
All right, Mr. Marin. They don't call me the torture master for nothing. Now let's see how tough you are. Buried under a ton of garbage.
I have here a set of facts from the internet which indicate that liberals get all their facts from the internet.
Oh, my God.
Gunshot.
What could be worse than listening to Rush Limbaugh?
Lesbians are delivering our mail.
Now, I'm going to release these diseased rats and let them swarm all over your body.
Oh, my God. What could be worse than listening to Rush Limbaugh?
I've trained these rats to go insane with hunger when I sing the opening lines of If by the classic soft rock group Red. I'm going to drive to Georgetown, call into the radio station, and sing it over the air. By the time I get to the touching second verse about a man being in two places at one time, you'll be right, chow.
I was trapped. The rats swarmed over me like 50,000 Ohioans trying to cram into a single voting booth, when all of a sudden, a dame appeared from behind a secret panel. She was a number, all right, as curvy as a congressional district redrawn by Tom DeLay and almost as hot as the polar ice caps in about 30 years.
Need a hand, Seamus?
I'm kind of particular about who saves my life. Who are you and what's your angle?
Let's just say I got my reasons. Careful while I cut these ropes.
But wait a minute, now I'm told we have one of my favorite people on the line, Alberto Gonzalez. Buenos dias, Alberto.
Good afternoon, Rush. I just want to send a message to a very special friend. If a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't I paint you? The words you'll never show.
Let's get out of here.
Here I come.
That song is stirring those rats into a murderous rage.
It had the same effect on me in high school.
Who is this mysterious woman? What plans does she have for Mark? And how can Ronald Reagan have an evil clone when the original Ronald Reagan was also evil? Come back next time when we hear Ronald Reagan 2.0 say,
"Well, dare I kill again."
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And tune in later as Morning Sedition Radio Theater debuts its very first blaxploitation drama, starring a veteran radio newscaster. Wayne Gilman is News Daddy.
I swear, man, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You wouldn't be holding out on News Daddy, would you?
No, Daddy, I swear I got no idea how to get stories online from Newswire when the server goes down.
Then I guess there's only one way you're making deadline. 12 floors down.
My, you're some kind of man.
That's right, Brown Sugar. And now I'm going to invert your pyramid.
Ooh, what's your name, stranger?
I'm Wayne Gilman.
That's News Daddy. Later on, Morning Sedition Radio Theater.